Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and this is Lee Haney, and welcome to Totally Fit. It is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. The sun is shining. We've gotten rid of some of those pollen that's been floating around and causing congestion and all of that good stuff. So we had a nice bout of rain last night, which washed a lot of it away. So I know a lot of you are happy about that. So off to a beautiful day, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. And again, my name is Lee Haney, 8-time Mr. Olympian and former chairman to the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sport. I'm so glad to have each and every one of you tuning in, and we have a fantastic show lined up for you today, and I'm so happy to have you as my listening audience. And be sure to let your friends know about Totally Fit Radio, our blog here, because we're giving away some fantastic information, helping to give people knowledge and ways to help them feel better and to look better, because the two of them go hand in hand. And a matter of fact, that is the topic of today's show, the key to feeling and looking better. And everybody wants that. I don't know anybody that don't want that. You know, there's a few people that is not willing to pay the price. Now, there is sacrifice. And I was training one of my clients this morning, you know. I often tease with my clients and say, well, you know, it's not easy feeling good and looking good. You know, it's easy to just to go home and sit on the sofa, you know, after work and have a cold, watch some TV, chill out. I mean, the body don't mind. That's total comfort. Now, discomfort is having to exercise, having to eat things that's good for you but don't quite have the same flavor that some of the other things do. But, hey, it's all in, you know, the price that you're willing to pay. It's not easy being cute. It takes some hard work. But, you know, the byproduct of hard work, exercise, staying consistent, watching what you eat, is that you do feel better and that you do look better. You know, at the age of 56, I don't recall a day where I wake up and said, man, I'm tired. I'm sluggish. I don't feel like doing anything today. I'm just going to lay in the bed. I feel sick. I don't get sick. I don't get sluggish. Or sometimes, you know, yes, I do get tired at the end of a long day. But listen, after a half hour power nap, I feel great. I'm energized, ready to go to the gym and take care of myself, because most of the earlier part of the day I'm busy taking care of somebody else, you know, either setting up a training program for a client or for a corporation or doing some on the phone consultations and that sort of thing. So I have a busy day. So I don't have time to feel bad or to not have energy. I have to have energy, particularly in the market that I'm in. You know, people expect for me to look and have energy. So that's, you know, my way of marketing myself. So now you being your own enterprise, and you are, listen, whether you work for somebody or work for yourself or go into a, you know, job and hit the clock, you're still your own enterprise. If you're a functional being that you feel good, that you have energy, then you're your own boss, really. Because the fact of the matter is, when you're productive, you can go to work. That means you can get a paycheck. If you can't go to work because of some sickness or some disease, then guess what? You're not going to get a paycheck, and you can get poor very fast. And poverty and bad health goes hand in hand. So with that spiel, let's jump right into the show. The key to feeling and looking good. Everybody wants that. There's nobody who don't want it. You know, a lot of people go through the day feeling bad. They wake up feeling bad. They go to sleep feeling bad. They've just gotten so used to feeling bad that they can't imagine life and no other way. But let me tell you, there is another way. There is a better way. And that lies in taking good care of yourself. That lies in making the right decision about your health, because all of us want to live long, prosper, and enjoy the time that the good Lord has given us here on the earth. I know I'm enjoying mine. You know, me and Miss Haney have, we're having a time of our life. Our kids are grown. We feel good. We're now in a point where we can enjoy the nieces and the nephews, and of course the grands will be on the way pretty soon. Excuse me. And so the grands will be on the way pretty soon. So we keep it ourselves in shape so that we can run, jump, climb, do all the things that it takes to keep up with little bitty guys. And so now what does it take to do that? What does it take to do that? 9 out of 10 people, if they feel bad, generally it's due to the fact of, due to having excess weight or being bloated or having something to rob them of their energy. So let's get down to the point of what it is that we need to do in order to change that, in order to reverse that. So listen up, guys. Listen up. There's some of your buddies are close by, or if you can hit them with a text or email, make sure they tune into the show so they can listen to what I got to say. Because generally, when I'm doing a seminar, it costs anywhere between $7,000 to $10,000 to do a seminar. Guess what? You guys are getting this free. Free because of Lee Haney's Fitness Network. Glad the fact that you're a part of this. Tell your friends. This is free advice, not paying anything for it. I look at it in this way. God has blessed me to be an 8-time world champion, serve under the President of the United States of America, to travel to more than 30 different countries around the world using the gift that he's given me. This is my way of giving that gift back. I love to see people feel good. I love to see them look good. I love to see them enjoy their existence. That's what this show is all about. So now, you got your ears ready? All right now, listen up. The first thing we must do in order to feel better, we have to have energy. We got to have energy, and we want to be alert. And we want to all have our mojo. But if we don't have it, we want to find out, how do we get it back? How do we get energy? And energy does not come from coffee, does not come from these type of energy drinks. Of course, you can use those things. It'll give you a stimulus, a false energy, which is not good. You need to get to the bottom of why I don't have energy. What is the problem? What is the problem? What is causing me to feel sluggish and not want to get up in the morning or falling asleep more than halfway through my day? Why is this happening? Number one, I can tell you without a doubt, if you never detox your body, if you never got rid of the waste, bloat, and toxins in your system, I guarantee this is your number one energy robber. Now, barring that you're getting the right amount of sleep, so that's another key there. You have to sleep and rest the body. However, if you're doing these things right, then your system should be able to recover. But detoxing the body is extremely important. As you've heard me mention on the show several different times, it's very similar to that of taking your automobile to the car, to the shop, and having it serviced, changing all the filter, getting the jets clean, a nice tune-up with new points and plugs. By doing so, you get better gas mileage, your engine revs a lot better, and you get where you're going a lot quicker. You're saving gas. All of this happens to your automobile by just having it maintained. Now, you have to look at your body in the same way. I would look at it even more so because it's what's keeping me alive. If I don't have a body to pay the notes on the car, then I would have the car. So first thing first, that's your health, taking care of your physical health. So now this detox program, which I have called Lee Haney's 7-Day Systemic Cleansing and Detox. We carry that product. It's our flagship product, always have been. But it comes to people losing weight, wanting to get rid of waste and bloat, getting their energy back. This is very important. We use a combination of herbs like mixed thistle, burdock root, red clover, garlic, cranberry extract, lemon, all of these different types of herbals to clean the liver, bloodstream, urinary system. Very, very important. Then we have within the same container another packet that cleanses the colon. things such as flaxseed oil, bentonite clay, glucomannan, Cape Alaw, Senna, Coscara, all of these different things are within this pack to cleanse the inner cleansing of the organs and also the colon. Most people using, majority of people using our 7-day detox lose anywhere between 6 to 11 pounds of weight and bloat. And normally around that third to fourth day, your energy level goes out of the roof. You feel so good, so energized. Now you feel like getting up in the morning. You feel like working during your day. And you're not sluggish and you're not tired. And so in order to make this possible in your physical situation, you have to detox the body. Now, along with that, we give you the right eating program. So that goes hand in hand. You can't detox your system and then start back eating the same way you did, the same thing that got you in trouble the first place. Now, the food that we recommend when detoxing or even beyond the detox, because now in the detox, you're going to be using vegetables, you'll be using fruits, you still get your proteins, you'll have high fiber type of foods. When I say protein, it'll come from sources of beans and lentils and like quinoa and those type of protein sources, which is very good, very good. Then you have the fiber like your turnip green, your kale, your cabbage, your squash, you know, your different things like celery, all of these different things, sweet potatoes, apples, pears, asparagus, all of these things that are high in fiber that taste good and they digest easy in the body. So it's not stressful on the digestive system compared to like red meat or pasta and these type of foods. So we want to be very careful. So during this detox, we're mainly using vegetables and drinking plenty of water. On the detox, we're talking distilled water so your system can just totally flush itself and not hang around or not hold on to anything that shouldn't be there. So this is why we use the distilled water during the 7-day systemic cleansing detox. Now, once the detox is over, the fruits and vegetables remain the same. We just bring back into the diet a form of protein in the way of hormone-free, antibiotic-free chicken, fish. Now, I'm not a big component of red meat because it takes it roughly anywhere between 48 to 72 hours to digest, depending upon who you are. If your goal is, listen, I want to maximize my energy, I want to feel better, I want to get rid of some weight, then let's forego the red meat. You really don't need it. So if you don't need it, don't eat it. Eggs, I would say, would be a better choice instead of the red meat because the egg is going to break down and digest pretty fast. It's also an incredible source of protein. Incredible source of protein. Everything is there. And I'm not talking about egg whites only. No, I'm talking about the whole egg. Now, just think for a moment. Don't you think the good Lord knew what he was doing when he made a whole egg? He didn't make a white egg over there and a yellow egg over there. So it makes no sense to throw away your egg yellow and just eat the white only, unless you're smarter than God. I don't think so. So listen, be smart about that. Even when I train for, even now, I still use a whole egg. When I train for competition, eggs been my number one source of protein. I would take in anywhere between 15 to 20 eggs a day. My cholesterol is no more than 95, and that's way under what you would see of your over-average person who exercises because the egg has what is called lecithin and choline. It, in fact, has its own fat-burning properties. And the cholesterol that you find in an egg is excellent for brain function, excellent for also balancing hormones in the body. So you have to have cholesterol in order to keep the brain healthy, particularly healthy forms of cholesterol, which is not found in red meat, which is not found in saturated fat. So let's make sure we distinguish the difference between the two. So now that we're talking about the protein sources and the food sources, being the vegetables, the fruit, chicken, fish, eggs, and so forth, which the body will eliminate these type of foods fast. It'll take what it needs, and then it'll pass the rest off to waste. So by doing so, this will increase your energy level without a doubt. I can guarantee it because this is my everyday eating program, myself and Ms. Haney, and we really, really enjoy the wealth of good health. We're energized, we feel good, we laugh, we run, we jump. Last weekend we had our three-year-old nephew, he's four, Caleb is four, and then we had Miss Reagan, our granddaughter-to-be. She's three, so you can imagine having a three-year-old and a four-year-old for about 4 or 5 days. But we were able to do everything with them. They had us. We were running up and down the hills and doing all kinds of great things with them. It takes energy to do that. So we wouldn't just sitting on the rocking chair and say, okay, you guys run and we'll see you once we get back, or, you know, just blowing the whistle. We were out there wilting. And that's possible because we take care of ourselves. And again, the topic of the day is the keys to feeling good and looking good. Now, the byproduct of getting your energy back because of using the food that I just mentioned, detoxing and following a good nutritional program, foods that digest quick, that break down quick in the body, is automatically losing weight. So you will get rid of waste and bloat, yes, after doing the detox and during the detox, but even afterwards, because now you're eating foods that are of high of quality, that are high in calories, that will give the body the type of protein needed to feed and repair the muscle, to give the body the type of energy in the way of good low glycemic carbohydrates like sweet potatoes, like brown rice, like whole grain, whole pastas, these type of foods in small quantities now. Keep in mind, if you're not physical in the type of job you do, like a UPS worker, someone that's on their feet all the time, then guess what? You need to make sure you maintain a low caloric intake as it relates to carbohydrates. Carbohydrates is there to give you energy. If you don't need energy like a construction worker, then don't eat like one. Hello? Stay with your apple or with your pear or with your veggies and so forth. These are low glycemic index in and out of the body at a fast period of time. You don't need food hanging around for a long period of time because you sit, or if you're on the telephone, if you're at the computer all day, you need foods that are in and out quick, because the ones that hang around, guess what? They're going to end up causing you to put on weight, will not allow you to lose weight as quick. So let's be mindful of that. Okay, low glycemic index. And we say low glycemic index because they give you consistent flow of energy without spiking the insulin level. That's why you've heard it said time and time again, stay away from the three whites, which is white flour, white sugar, and white pasta products. Those will spike your insulin level, give you surge energy, but then drop you off and leave you feeling sluggish. Okay? So let's be smart about that. And again, we got all this information available when you go to leehaney.com. When we give you your meal program with the 7-day systemic cleansing and detox, it's in there. So just follow that program, follow that regimen. It have the meal plan during the detox, then it have a meal plan after the detox. And not to say that every now and then, let's say on the weekend, you want to go out and enjoy yourself and, you know, have your little ice cream, a little cake, something you enjoy. No problem. We're okay with that. Just don't do it Monday through Friday. Let's not do it all weekend. And when you think about leisure things, it's not always make going out to eat the thing that you do. Go for a walk. Go bowling. You know, wash the car. Go bicycling. Play some golf. You know, clean up the house. Think of other ways that you can go out and enjoy yourself without always thinking that your leisure have to be around eating. Because if it is, you'll never get that weight off. Okay, if it is, you'll always be tempted to do something you have no business doing, particularly on the weekend. But don't get too casual about that. Let's think of physical things that you can do and go and enjoy. Okay, painting, whatever. Just keep your mind off of just sitting here and eating all the time. Okay, so the quality of nutrition. So we've gone over that, the quality of nutrition. Now that you have your energy, the next thing is, we can now focus on feeling good enough to train or to exercise. See, there we go. Because if you don't have energy, you don't feel like exercising. And I understand that. You have to feel like exercise. You have to feel like walking and so forth. If you're sluggish, you barely got enough energy to get by. And as I say, sometimes when I'm training my clients, when I know that they're under the weather and so forth, particularly dealing with colds or that sort of thing, I use the term, you cannot whoop a tired horse. Now, that means if you're already burnt out, tired, don't have energy, you can't force yourself to do something the body's not willing to do. And if you did, that's, for the most part, it opens up the opportunity for some type of injury. So you want to stay away from that. Feel good when you exercise and feel good about exercising. And that's possible when you feel better. You've detoxed and cleansed the body. So now what type of exercise do I recommend? Well, you can start first with just walking. Walking is great in itself. It's moving the body. It's working on stabilization and core and the hips and the back at the same time. You know, how much walking? You know, as I was chairman to the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sport, the recommendation that was handed down by the Department of Health and Human Services was at least 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day is better than nothing, in my point of view. 30 minutes a day is not enough for a person who sits on a computer, on the telephone, and that sort of thing, or driving. 30 minutes is not enough. And when you compare it to 8 hours or 10 hours of sitting, you need to give yourself at least an hour to hour and a half of physical activity. It doesn't all have to happen at one time, but if you do have that amount of time to walk, you know, through the nature trails or a combination of things, you may walk a half hour in the morning, walk another half hour in the evening. In the morning, 15, 20 minutes. During your lunch break, another 15 to 20 minutes. Then after work, another 15 to 20 minutes. That way we've got at least an hour of activity in, okay? So walking is great, but let me say this. Walking will not shape and mold your bodies. It may be good for the legs to a certain extent, but it will not work on the muscle belly of your thighs. It only works on the legs. What about your back, your shoulders, your triceps, your chest, your back muscles? All of these different areas of the body, I'm sure you want to be nice and toned. Everybody wants that. And everybody is they fall in love with what we see on TV. I mean, when you see a person that's nice and buffed, or not just on TV, it's just in general in the population. You see somebody walking and look like they're taking care of themselves. They got a nice fit build on them. You say, man, that looks great. Well, I would like to have that. I don't know if anybody who would. Anybody said that they don't want to look good, they don't want to have shapely shoulders or shapely back and nice thighs and a nice glutes and so forth, they're not telling the truth. They've convinced themselves to believe otherwise. Other than that, it's not true. Everybody wants to look good, period. And looking good, everyone don't have to be a size 6 or size 8, period. There's some beautiful ladies out there that are size 14, size 16, size 20. Sisters got it together. They have it all in the right place because of resistance training. Resistance training can take on a look of several things. It can be done with dumbbells, and that's my number one choice. It can be done with exercise machine. That's another choice. It can be done with resistance bands. It can be done with medicine balls. It can be done with a combination of different things. But the fact of the matter is, resistance helps to shape and tone the body. You have to work the muscle because muscle is the very thing that gives you metabolism. Muscle is the very thing that gives you tone and shape. And it is the very thing that allows the physique to last for a long period of time. I mean, you look at some of the entertainers such as Angela Bassett. I think she's an awesome lady. Beautiful tone, beautiful shape to her body, You look at a lot of the ladies that are still Tina Turner. Tina's beautiful, even in her 70s, you know. So it takes resistance training in order to keep that type of physical appeal on the body. And one of my favorites, Miss Ernestine Shepherd, wow, 75, 76 years young, still sporting abs. Wow, what a testimonial. She looks great. As far as men are concerned, one of my idols, guy that I just love and always loved ever since a kid, was Roger Robinson. Here's Robbie Hills, near 70 years old, still sports physique like he's 25. That's absolutely incredible. Of course, you know, Robbie's a little bit more extreme because he's into professional bodybuilding, one of the greatest of all times. However, when it comes to resistance training, no matter whether you're on the athletic level or just your average Joe, average female, you have to have it in order to maintain your shape and keep that good quality look about you. Also, to keep your skeletal system intact, because when there is no muscle, the skeletal system turns into nothing. Your muscle turns into rubber, and guess what? Rubber, just over a period of time, it becomes loose rubber. So you lose the structure of the body. And you start to sag and so forth, and nobody wants to sag. So you got to make sure that resistance training is a part of your program. Now, most of you have heard me talk about my total body workout video. I have one that trains each and every one of the body parts, each and every one. We do it within in one workout segment. Workout generally lasts around 25 to 30 minutes. It's instructional. You're training your biceps. You're training your back. You're training your legs. You're training your glutes. You're training your abs. You're training your triceps. Every body part is being worked. And also the cardiovascular part of it. All of this is happening. And my total body exercise video, I train with Lee workout. That's what it's called on the website. You'll see me, pretty picture of me right on the cover there. So. Make sure if you want to do this, order that, and we'll send it to you. We'll also see your meal plan to go along with it. But these are the keys to keeping your body in shape. Now, for those of you who like to dance, because, you know, my wife loves to dance, my dear friend who created the song Cupid Shuffle, Cupid has what is called Cuparobics, and it is also a part of the program that we promote on my website at leehaney.com. So you can order Cupid's DVD. He takes you through several different dance steps and so forth, almost line dancing, and it's fun, and it gives you a change-up. You know, every other day you can use the Cupid Shuffle. Every other day you can do the Lee Haney total body workout. Either way you go, the body is being trained. It's being shaped and molded. Your cardio system is being taxed a bit because you got to have cardio. Listen, if there come a time where you got to get away from something or get something off of you, you don't want to run out of air. You want to make sure that your body can withstand that type of stress, because there are going to be situations where one minute you're sitting, next minute your pulse rate will go from 60 all the way up to 80 to 100 to 120. So you want to make sure that your body is able to make that particular type of adjustment. So stay on top of your health. Stay on top of doing those things that will keep you feeling and looking good. And it's not that hard to do. Again, go to my website, leehaney.com. Order the 7-Day Systemic Cleansing and Detox Program, which will help get your energy level up. And as that happens, you can also include in that my fat burner, which have a combination of different nutrients such as the choline, the inositol, methionine, B6, they help get rid of fluid, carnivicolinate, and L-carnitine to help the body burn fat more efficiently. So you can add this to your supplement program once you've completed the detox. So there's a combination of different things that you can use there. We have it all on the website. So go there and get it. And make sure you get Lee Haney's 30-Minute I Train With Lee workout DVD along with Cuparobics. for a change, a toning, shaping the body, getting that cardio conditioning up. And if you do these things, I guarantee you, you're going to feel better and look better. And you're going to look back and say, man, what took me so long to do this? I should have been done this. What was the matter with me? And keep your mind right. Stay focused on taking care of your health. You only get one body. You tear it up, you're out of here. So listen, those of you who tune into the show on a regular basis, make sure you let your friends know. Also, send me some email. Go to my support link there, my email link, and send me some courses then so I can get to some of the specifics of exactly what it is you're wanting to do and things you may have questions about. I'm here to help you. My team is here to help you because we want to see you live long. We want to see you prosper. So point your friends to the Lee Haney community, which they can go on, sign up at leehaney.com. Doesn't cost anything. Only thing it's going to cost you is feeling good and looking great. God bless you. Have a great day and have a super weekend. Till next time, this is Lee Haney. We'll see you again on our next Totally Fit episode.